Good morning here on the Mighty 690. Matt Jordan here with you, joined by Kyleville Police Chief Quinn Bromley on this Thursday morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have
you in. How's things at CPD?
It's been staying pretty steady.
That's good.
Yeah.
Steady, but not, you know, too crazy or anything, right?
Not too crazy. We have our moments, but it's been pretty steady.
Now, I know you guys have had some officer openings and stuff, but we were talking a little off-air. You guys have filled a couple positions, but still looking for some others as well.
Yeah, we just filled two new police officer positions. Those two officers are out at the, those recruit officers are out at the academy right now. And so sometime towards the end of the summer, residents in Coffeyville will start seeing some new faces. But yeah, we have one unfilled police officer position available. It's full-time. Starts somewhere around 25 something an hour, depending on experience. We also have a full-time 911 dispatcher, communications officer position, and dispatch. What I always tell people with those critical positions is it is a profession. You get free training, and it's kind of like nursing. You're needed anywhere in the country. So if you have to relocate, there's always a need for a trained, good police 911 dispatcher anywhere in the country. Works inside, so you're not out sweating, and it can be stressful at times. So we're looking for somebody that can handle stress and can multitask for that position. I believe that one starts somewhere around 21 an hour, also depending on experience, and they can apply for those positions through the traditional sites like Indeed or ZipRecruiter. All of those actually funnel into recruiting.paylocity.com. That is our main recruitment application process. Or they can come down to the police department or city hall and pick up a traditional paper application. I believe we still have a few of those left. And while we're on it, we also have a part-time dispatch position as well. And that's about 1,020 hours for the year. It starts around 21 an hour as well. And, you know, there's some flexibility in that so that we can work with somebody's scheduling, but it's free training and et cetera. And that gives the person an opportunity to put their foot in the door as well. And then we've created a new position for an evidence property technician. That will be Monday through Friday for 8-5. And they will assist the detectives probably in crime scene processing as well. So there's some interest in that. Certainly be on the lookout for that posting as well. I don't believe it was posted yesterday, but we're in the process of looking at that. So yeah, we've got a few vacancies, and we're looking for some really good people to try to fill those.
Now, for those maybe interested in the officer job, what's the process like? Because you mentioned you've hired two, but they're at the academy. So what does that look like time-wise? I'm sure that plays in a lot to availability of officers, too, with hiring new and trying to figure all that out.
Yeah, there's a process. So after they apply, they have to take a written test because we want them to be able to academically pass the academy. After that, there's a physical agility test followed by an interview. And then we conduct a full background investigation. It's financial, a traditional background. Polygraph. There's a state-mandated psychological test they have to take. And then after that, there's a physical agility, or excuse me, a doctor's physical and UA, followed by a interview with me. And then once they're onboarded, they go to, we begin the training process, and the state tries to get them in the first available class, the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center, the Academy, which is out in south of Hutchinson, Kansas. And that process is 14 weeks. It's Monday through Friday. They get to come home on the weekend and then go back out there. We provide them a vehicle to travel back and forth, and everything's paid for unless they want to go in town and grab a burger or something. And then when they get back, then they start their actual field training with us out on the streets for another 12 weeks.
All right, well, switching gears a little bit, talk about this time of the year. Weather gets warm. People are more active. you know, you're out walking maybe more. You might see kids playing in the street more. So what are some, you know, maybe safety tips or things to be considerate of both as a driver and as a pedestrian?
Sure. Good question to bring up. I'm always glad to talk about traffic safety and pedestrian safety. Yeah, warm weather, the kids are out playing, they're on their bikes, there's more people out walking their animals. So slow down, put your electronic device down, pay attention, come to a complete stop at the stop signs, and, you know, wear your seatbelt. With kids on the bikes, and, you know, they don't follow, a lot of times, they don't follow the traffic law, so you got to keep your head on a swivel and look out for them. A good practice, too, is when it's raining, if your wipers are on, your headlights are supposed to be on by state law. So have those on as well. Pedestrians, they need to try to follow the traffic laws. We want them to cross the crosswalks. We want them to stay up on the sidewalks. But children are children. That's the last thing on their mind.
And good to note, with windshield wipers on, automatic car lights, they may not always kick on, so that's something to keep in mind if your wipers are going but maybe your auto car lights didn't turn on.
Yeah, and it seems a little, you know, like a little more government intrusion in your life, but it's actually designed for pedestrian and traffic safety to try to protect everybody, and sometimes we have to protect you from yourself.
Now, luckily, we haven't gotten to those incredibly hot temperatures yet, but they're coming. When it comes to leaving animals or children in the car, just don't do it, unless it's just don't do it.
No, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. And life gets in the way, and people get really busy, and they get forgetful, and they think, hey, I'm just going to run in here for a minute. Don't do it. Don't leave your children in a car. If we get called out there, and you know, to a scene situation where a child's in a car that's hot, you could be seriously looking at some problems, not to mention, you know, your child. And same thing with the pets. You know, a lot of people like mine, they're like your own child. So, you know, be smart.
And then also kind of some tips. It's not just, you know, the normal people getting active. Criminals get more active during this time of the year, and you may, you know, leave your car running because you want to keep the AC on when you're riding into the store, or you may leave a window open because you're wanting to let fresh air in. Just kind of remember that, you know, we talk, I feel like every time I talk to an officer or one of a police chief or a sheriff, it's, you know, criminals find the easiest way to do something, and if you're making it easier for them, they're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, criminals are lazy by nature. They're bums. That's why they're criminals. And they're going to go the easiest route that they can. And that's why I tell people at night, turn a porch light on. Turn your back porch light on. They're going to go in the dark neighborhoods versus a well-lit neighborhood. Make sure your vehicle's locked. Put your valuables away. These are not things that's going to cost you any additional money to do to make your vehicle more secure. It's already there. If you leave your window down, they're gonna be an opportunist, and if they see something in there, they're gonna go after it. And very rarely do we work break-ins on vehicles where they actually broke into the vehicle. They typically just open the door and get in an unlocked vehicle and start rummaging through it and taking valuables.
All right, and then events coming up. You've got National Drug Take Back Day coming up this weekend.
Yes, we have the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Coffeyville Police Department. It's going to be on the east side of the building back by the jail Sallyport, the garage. There'll be somebody back there collecting unwanted medications. We're not supposed to take aerosols or liquids or syringes. I do have a Sharps box. If somebody doesn't have a way to get rid of those properly, contact me at the police department. I will let you bring your Sharps in so that we can properly incinerate them. I don't want them being thrown into the common trash or down an alley or anything like that where a child can pick them up. And we also have the 24/7 365 green MedSafe in the vestibule at the PD lobby. Anytime, you're welcome to come down to the police department and stick meds in that, unwanted medication. It's a good time to go through a family member's home, your own medicine cabinet. Maybe you had a grandparent that passed away. This is a great opportunity to get rid of those medications safely so that they don't end up out in the environment and in our drinking sources.
Not just unwanted, but, you know, unneeded medication. If it you got over whatever it was, or you just didn't finish out a prescription, or, you know, whatever it may be, don't hold on to those. Just wait and get the new prescription the next time you need it.
Absolutely. Expired, unwanted, old medication. Medication belongs to somebody that's no longer around us. That's a great opportunity.
And then there's another event down in Tulsa that CFD and CPD are going to be represented in. We talked a little bit about it during sports. Our new sports guy, William, talked to Robert Pox, I believe, and talked to him about it. But I know CPD is the first time I think you guys are participating in it down there.
That's actually going to be our second time.
Second, okay.
Yeah. Sergeant Jaron Watkins with the police department, a.k.a. Hulk, he will be fighting again, defending his title. He's fighting for charity. This event is charity. It's for the law enforcement side. It's for Special Olympics. And so 2 years ago, Sergeant Watkins won his bout in the first round. And we're looking for a repeat this year. A lot of us are going to be down there cheering on both Corey Turner from Caulfield Fire and Sergeant Watkins. So be a great opportunity to go down and watch some really good charitable first responder fighting.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun event. I know the rivalry between FD and PD can always be pretty interesting. You see in film all the time, softball, celebrity softball, but this is kind of, you know, really taking it to the next level, and it's for a good cause, which is great.
It is for a good cause, and, you know, I want to stress to people that we rib each other, but it's not a competition. We all have the same common goals, and I guarantee you the police officers are going to be cheering on Corey when he's fighting, just like they did last year with Robert Box, and you know, Box is going to be in both corners. So it's going to be a really good event for a really good cause, and we're excited about it.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here. Anything you want to add on as we kind of wrap up here?
Yeah, with warm weather, as we were talking, it's important that folks make sure, if they are doing their yard work and they decide to stop and go inside and get a drink, to make sure you take those expensive trimmers and leaf blowers and bring them up to the house, and don't leave them out on the curb for somebody to think that it's junk. Also, you know, watch your property. We certainly want that. Make sure that your pets have plenty of good food and water and shade as it starts to warm up. And again, don't lock them in the car, please.
All right. Yeah, you know, make the PD's job easier by making it harder for those crimes to happen, those easy, simple, just oops, I wasn't paying attention kind of crimes that thieves can try to take advantage of.
Help us help you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it as always. And good luck to both fighters down this weekend at that event down in Tulsa.
Thank you.
All right. That's been Chief Bromley here on the Mighty 690. We'll get you into...